Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Dan Cummins. He's coming up right after this.
To be honest, I'd never heard of the First World Bank of Bono.
This man came in and said he'd never heard of the First World Bank of Bono. I asked him if he recognized this.
In the name of love, one bank. In the name of love.
I asked the banker why the guy was wearing sunglasses indoors.
I explained that the only way rock stars can know more than the rest of us is to be pretentious and remain distant.
Sunglasses and leather clothing help with that.
I asked what days the bank was open. He explained that they were only closed one day a week.
Sunday, bloody Sunday.
I also told the man we were closed most holidays.
Bank is closed on New Year's Day.
Once I realized who he was, I still didn't understand why on earth he would pick a guy like Bono to head up a bank.
The man asked why we picked Bono. I told the man to listen again.
Walk away, walk away, walk away, walk away. I will follow.
I knew the guy could sing great, but I needed a car loan. I asked Bono what he could do for me.
The man asked for a loan to buy a new car. I ask him, don't you have enough? Can't you share your wealth with the unfortunates of the world? How much is enough for you greedy, bloated Americans?
Bono made me feel so bad, I told him to forget about the loan.
We shamed him for his selfish capitalistic tendencies and showed him the saddest pictures of poverty we could find.
I didn't get the loan. In fact, I wrote them a check for $1,000.
He wrote us a check for $1,000, but please, everyone, listen.
We need your help. Won't you please write us a check for $1,000 to save the starving people of the world?
Damn, these guys are good. The First World Bank of Bono. Stop in and see us today. Tickets are $87.50 and available through Ticketmaster. No cameras, recorders, or outside food or beverages allowed. The First World Bank
of Bono. Stop your bloody blathering on. What? There's people in the world who are hungry. Why don't you do something about it? Take action.
You know, you're right, Bono. Who do I make that check out to again?
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Jess Hooker. She joins us today.
Hello.
Josh Arnold under the weather. There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold.
Good morning.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much. I was, are we ready? Oh, yeah, we're going to hook up with a comedian, longtime friend of the show, Dan Cummins. What, there he is.
What a jerk. Whoa. Look at that guy.
Look at that handsome face. And what does your T-shirt say? Caffeinate Mars?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just a random coffee shirt, Black Rifle.
Oh, well, that's great. A long time no see, Dan. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm good. I couldn't be there, but it's good to see your face virtually at least.
Yeah, you too.
We've known Dan since the club days, and
since Cobb Dog.
Since Cobb Dog, yes. Yep. Throw on bass, Dan on guitar. It's, what, 2 or 3 years ago now?
Yeah. Are you pumping iron now? By the way,
I have been lifting some weights. Yeah,
and you have the arms of the illustrated man.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, my mom hates them, but here they are.
Now, does anybody like them? I mean, do you have a
does anybody like them? You remember Tom, Dan? Of course.
I do. This is great. This tracks.
I mean, just say you have a cool tattoo sleeve. Reference a series of Ray Bradbury short stories. How uncool are you?
The Illustrated Man. I mean, okay, may I ask on your left bicep?
Yeah.
There, I can see the face. Go the other way. Go point down, please. Left. That's your left. Now flip it over. Other side. No.
There you go.
There's the face there. On the, what is that?
On the other side of your...
Other arm, Dan.
Oh, over here.
Up.
Above the elbow.
This is a rough one. There is some stories here. This is Rage Against the Machine quote that fear is your only god. And this is an angry priest here. But let me get the angle right. But the guy did the is your only very small and fear and God very big. So most people just see fear God. And I live in a fundamentalist area. And a lot of people like it, actually, because they think it's not the same as what I intended.
They think
I am a fire and brimstone, fear God, respect him kind of guy. And I had an old lady at Starbucks the other day compliment that one specifically. She's like, I like that. God bless.
Oh,
that's sweet. That's right. Now, if you get when you get tattoos on your biceps and you start lifting weights, do they kind of, you know, stretch out like this or?
I don't know that I'll be able to get my biceps that big. I mean, I guess
they're pretty big now. I mean,
I guess. You know what? They're comedy big. I'm comic huge.
Now Dan is out on tour. Tell us about your live show. Now, is it pure stand up?
Yeah, it is. Still pure stand up. You know, stories. I think I've been talking on this one about the polarization of America and how people are kind of getting burnt out on it. And most people are somewhere in the middle instead of on the extremes that you hear about mostly on the news. And yeah, response has been good. We recorded it in December. And
I caught your Instagram the other day, and you said that you had an ant infestation.
Oh yeah. That was, you know what? We've been throwing old bits out on Instagram.
Yeah.
I never thought of this when I recorded a lot of my stuff, but I don't have the rights to most of my catalog. So it's like you get flagged for copyright violations if it's Warner Brothers or something.
Oh, really?
So I got like one album that I can actually post from. So we got to get this special out so I can get some new stuff. But the ant infestation, yeah, that was a bit off my crazy with the capital F.
That's great. You're like the John Fogerty of comedians. There was a period of time where Fogerty couldn't do his own songs. Then he got sued for copying himself, allegedly.
Oh, my gosh.
He did okay there. Wait, that is weird.
Yeah, he did all right. He did all right in the end.
And he got the rights back, thank God. Am I correct in saying, I'm trying to remember this, are you from, is it Riggins, Idaho?
Riggins, Idaho. It was small when I was there. It was 450 people maybe, and now it's about 300, and now I can't even claim to be the most known person from Riggins.
Who is?
Leighton Van Der Esch, a linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Oh, man, he leapfrogged me big time. And then he was actually he was interviewed on ESPN several years ago, and they asked him if he'd heard of me, and he said no.
Oh, well, isn't that? That's what you get from a damn cowboy. Okay.
That's like the famous Jimmy Pardo story.
Yeah, with Kevin Cronin.
Kevin Cronin are from this tiny little town.
Hometown, Illinois.
Hometown, Illinois. And
that's what it's called.
Same deal.
And Jimmy went up to Kevin and said, Kevin, you know, you and I are both from hometown Illinois. And Kevin looked at him and went, is that right? and walked away.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Our guest is comedian Dan Cummins. Now, what is your family life like at this point? Who's where and what's happening?
You know, the kids are getting older now. Kyler is about to head to college. So he's 17, but he's a senior. And then Monroe's a freshman. And so the kids are, Monroe's about to start driving, the youngest, in a couple months. And Kyler will be out of the house. Just got accepted to his first college. So he's getting in somewhere. And yeah, shaking things up.
All right. Now talk a little bit about your podcasting career.
Yeah, that's what's made this this little recent theater tour possible. God, it was actually so fun. I was just in the Moore Theater in Seattle the other night, and I was a big grunge kid, and that was a special show or special couple shows to play where Eddie Vedder and those guys played early on. Mm-hmm. But it all comes from mostly from Time Suck. Scared to Death a little bit. I do a horror podcast with my wife. Random paranormal ghost stories and things that's got its own following. And then Time Suck is deep dives on anything from cults to serial killers to this week's episode is Three Mile Island, the nuclear partial reactor meltdown or partial nuclear reactor meltdown. But it can be any topic, and it's just an investigation of it, 2 to 3 hours with a lot of dark humor woven in to make it palatable for people who have short attention spans.
And do you own the rights to all those? Can they still be listened to?
I do that. Actually, that was a motivation to do that. I almost didn't. If somebody would have wanted the idea initially, it would have never worked because we wouldn't be able to, you know, hire staff and kind of build things out because we do own it. So it's lesson learned. Own your content.
Yeah.
Okay. And where do they find the podcast again? And what are they called exactly? I want to make sure I get it right.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Time Suck is the main one. And then Scared to Death is the horror one. And they can find them anywhere. YouTube, Spotify, Pandora, Apple, Google Podcasts, any of the podcasts.
Now, where do you stand on Bigfoot?
Bigfoot, you know, I would love to believe in Bigfoot. But, man, Google did a pretty good job of mapping the Earth. And he didn't turn up. So I'm doubtful. I believe in ghosts. I think ghosts are real based on everything I've read and talked about. But Bigfoot's a harder sell for me. There's a lot of interesting theories on Bigfoot. They keep as the world keeps getting mapped, they keep coming up with new reasons why you haven't seen him. And now they say he bounces in and out of this dimension. And he's an interdimensional traveler of sorts. That's why you can't really get a good, you know, read on him.
Okay. Huh. Oh. All right. Well, that explains everything.
Sure.
Yeah. There you go.
Why didn't you say so?
It's just with the ever-present cameras on phones at this point, you think we'd have at least one kind of semi-in-focus shot.
I know that is the bummer about the paranormal stuff is technology is not making it easier to be a believer. Because, yeah, people keep getting better and better phones, and it gets a little harder to understand why you couldn't just hit that button and get a pic for everybody else.
Now, when it comes to ghosts, have you had any personal experiences where you think you have been encountered or you have encountered a ghost? Or do you think because you talk about ghosts, the ghosts are kind of out to show you something?
The only weird thing I had that it's not an amazing, powerful horror movie story, But I was at the Rainbow Room in L.A. 4 or 5 years ago. That it's where like Lemmy from Motorhead would hang out, like that kind of a famous little rock room, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's now basically like an Italian restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, downstairs. It was quiet when I was there. I was downstairs with my wife. Went up to use the bathroom, which is on the second floor. Nobody else was there. Went in. It's a small men's room. There was just I think two urinals, one stall. Nobody else is in the room. I walk in, and as I'm using the urinal, I hear the sink, is on now, and it's on full blast, and it's so hot that steam is coming out. And I thought that was weird because I'm kind of anal retentive that way. I would have turned the water off had that been on when I walked in. That's what I think in my head. So I'm like, well, that's weird. So then I turn it off and I'm like, man, that was really hot. And I also thought in my head, it seems like they could get sued for having their water that hot. So turn it off, get downstairs, feel kind of weird in the room too, kind of creep me out. So I asked the waitress, I was like, excuse me, I've never asked anybody this in my life before, but is this place haunted? And she goes, oh yeah. She's like, we have story after story. And then I go, well, I was just upstairs in the men's room. And then she said, and the hot water turned on by itself. And that creeped me out. That gave me the how would you know that? So clearly that happens a lot. And I was trying to think like, oh, could it be a plumbing thing? But I've never heard of that. My dad worked construction his whole life. Like, how would you from downstairs turn the hot water? Why would you do that? I don't know. It's just a weird little moment that I can't explain rationally.
Yeah. And the Rainbow Room, that upstairs, is notorious for having all the parties and all the bad stuff went on up there. Oh. So that could vary. I believe that. I believe there are ghosts up there. I've been there. It's kind of creepy anyway.
The ghost of Jim Morrison's vomit.
Yeah, exactly.
Dan Cummins is our guest. And once again, Dan out on tour. And Dan, you might have said this and I may have missed it. Is the recording that you made out yet or not? It sounds like it's not out yet.
No, it's not out yet. We're my agent's going to shop it around a little bit, but things are so different now. I don't know if anybody wants it, to be very transparent. I don't know if Netflix or anybody is even interested, but he doesn't want to go there. More comics are going straight to YouTube. Just so they can have the rights to chop it up, put it on TikTok, all these things. I don't know. It's interesting how things have changed, where you can get more traction, more views just between social media and YouTube than you can on Netflix or one of those. Unless you're Chris Rock, unless you're Dave Chappelle. It's like, yes, that's going to be huge for you. And some people still do blow up on Netflix. Mostly just that, honestly. You know, people on the other platforms, they don't get that many views.
And is this still part of the Burn It All Down tour?
Yeah. We did a 4 month theater tour to hopefully set up a full year theater tour next year. And I hear that's going to happen. So that's going to be fun. And then I'll be going back to the clubs in May. Actually, I'll be in Bloomington in May, I think.
Cool.
To start quickly working on new material. I'm sure in a panicked state to try to get a new hour as fast as I can.
And then before we go, explain the title.
Oh, the Burn It All Down. It was, I always wanted to kind of be more, not that I held back early on, but you know, I guess maybe I did a little bit. I'd have things I wanted to say, but was worried about how the audience would take it. And then this hour is definitely more like, well, if you don't like it, just go away. So kind of burn it all down in the sense that I'm very brutally honest about things.
Okay. A tribute, of course, to Disco Inferno.
Burn, baby, burn.
Burn, baby, burn. That's not anywhere close to what he just said. Dan, thank you. We'll see you soon.
See you, buddy.
Congratulations on your success.
Great. So do you.
And check out Time Suck. See what's happening with Dan. We appreciate your time, Dan. Thank you.
Love you, Dan.
Guys, thank you.
The second most famous guy from Riggins, Idaho. Good man, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, he is.
Now, we have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. And before we get to you, Christy, I was doing a little bit of research trying to find various name brands that had been canceled.
Oh,
just a minute. I didn't find that, but I did find this. I Googled Texas.
You get why we're all kind of skittish about you going out into these weeds? Do you
No, I'm not
that?
Going there. I Googled Texas Pete's.
Yes.
Right.
Trying to find the whole lawsuit thing.
Yeah.
And I found this story. A Texas man went viral after going to a dog park covered in peanut butter.
Oh, my Lord.
Wearing...
Well, he's asking for trouble.
It gets better.
I haven't seen a spit take on chick in a while. Congratulations.
it gets better. Wearing only...
I'm going to the park!
Wearing only a Speedo.
Hi!
25-year-old Stephen Schrout covered himself in creamy peanut butter.
Well, of course, you don't want to go chunky.
No, that gets into crevices.
Stood in a dog park for 10 minutes. Now, anyone want to guess why he did it?
Because he wants the dogs to like him.
A tongue fetish.
Oh.
TikTok, yeah.
He lost in his fantasy football
league. Oh, that's right.
He came in last.
Yep. That's a creative...
there you go.
Yeah.
That's a big damn
His
deal.
Friends, of course, filmed the scene. It went viral.
Just another reason not to return Kostaki's calls.
Wow.
That damn fantasy football. No, thank you.
How did you do this year?
I don't know, 11 out of 13 or something. Oh. I wasn't so last, but
covered,
I was close.
Wearing a Speedo covered in peanut butter.
Okay.
And by the way, choosy losers, choose a GIF.
That's pretty good.
But what does GIF stand for, by the way?
I don't know.
Do you mean like a jiffy?
Like a lunch in a GIF? In a jiffy?
Is that what? I don't know.
No, that makes sense.
I hope it's something okay. Now that I brought it up, it could be something horrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jizz.
It's actually a slur for Australian people.
Charles.
Pearl Jam.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
GIF and Pearl Jam.
Really? That would be with a Z.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Smallville co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Smallville.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired. Okay.
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville. We always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.